performed by the Kronos Quartet from Pieces of Africa. Still time to call 303-449-4885 and become a new or renewed member of KJNU. It's never too late to support community radio. 303-449-4885.
You are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, and around the world on kgnu.org and afterfm.com.
Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to Sholta Gael, music from all over the Celtic diaspora here on KGNU. My name is Carl Coomley, and in studio with me is Natalie Shrewsbury. Hi, Natalie. She's going to be grabbing a microphone and joining us here in just a moment. But this is, as you may already know, our fall membership drive, and we have a goal to meet. We have wonderful listener members that are already supporting the station, but we have $300 that we need to raise by the top of the hour to meet our goal, and we need your help to do that. That's not a huge ask, but we're asking. We're asking for you to support the programming that you rely on, news that you don't hear anywhere else, a broad scope of music from all over the spectrum that does not exist in the vast wasteland of commercial radio. So it is your resources, it is your contribution to KGNU that makes this station possible. It's your financial support, and you can donate right now by going to kgnu.org, and in the privacy of your own home, with your warm phone in your hand, you can make that donation. And we're looking forward to sailing through this evening with you and thanking you both now and after you make your contribution, your membership pledge. So do give us a shout. Help us reach that goal. We only have $300 left to go by the top of the hour, but we need your support. Give us a call or go online and help us reach that goal at kgnu.org.
And hawk at lance and gave the nose a blah. The chance is condemning and ring and listening. I'll tell thee a rope and tail a six that I have seen. Far up and tail a snowing up and sits by Grant McGreen. I've seen the high by Nevis, a tower and tail the moon. I've been by Creef and Callander and room by Bonnie Doon. And by the netty silvery tide and places I'll take in. Far up and tail the snowy north lies a God's bonny glen. So come all you champs and hawker lads and gay the rods of law. The champs is condemning and ringing, listening and all. I'll tell thee a roving tale of six that I have seen. Far up and tail the snowy north and sit by Grant McGreen. Myself and trudging on the road. We have bag of blah upon my back, my face is blooms of toads. We lumps of cakes and tatters, guns and cheese and braxy ham. They thinking where I'm coming, where I'm going to gang. I'm happy in the summertime beneath the brick blue sky. They thinking in the morning, the thick where I'm to lie. Farms and bars are anywhere out among the hay. And if the weather does permit, I'm happy every day. So come on, you champs and hawker lads and gay the rows of blah. The champs is come dating and ring, I'm listening and all. I'll tell thee a roving tale of six that I have seen. Far up and tail the snowy north and sit by Gretna Green. Share a humping with the couples on the quiet. I've helped the bucky trawlers put a hair in over sight. I helped to build a mighty rig that spans a forth. And with money and anger spare my rig a plough the bonny earth. Lough Catherine and Lough Lomond have all been kent by me. The tea that on the devil and the drash is to hear the sea. Them Robin Castle by the way I nearly have forgot. And either colloquium marks at the house of John of Groats. So come on, you champs and hawker lads and gay the rows of blah. The champs has come dating and ring, I'm listening and all. I'll tell thee a roving tale of six that I have seen. Far up and tae the snowy north and sift by Gretna Green. Thank you. business tax me anywhere, I drive on in a bar. I've got that open ocean, there's nothing that I like. And all the days my daily bread, what'll be my whack? I think I'll go to Paddy's Land, I'm making up my mind. For Scotland's great lay out, but now I cannot ease the wind. But I will trust in Providence, so Providence proves true. And I will sing O'Hearn's Isle when I get back to you. So come on, chaps and hawker lads, and get a reservoir. The chances come dead in my ringer, listening dog. I'll tell thee an open tail, a six that I have seen. Far up until the snowy mountain, swift like that, my green.
Music from Old Blind Dogs, Tramps and Hawkers. I think it's Ian Benzie on the vocals there, an old good one. Before that, we heard The Session off of the Chieftains number 8 album, and it's a sad time for all fans of the Chieftains and their music. The great impresario of Celtic music, Irish music, world music really, Paddy Maloney, passed this last week or this week. And if you ever had a chance to meet the Chieftains, and they had to have been one of the most accessible bands that toured the world ever. It was always easy to talk with band members. Paddy Maloney was irrepressibly upbeat, no matter what the circumstances, whether the show had been typically fantastic or maybe not as much. He was always available, always good to talk to, always ready to talk in depth, very friendly, and he will be tremendously missed. Paddy Maloney passed at the age, I believe it was 84 years old in Ireland. So once again, we've got that little bit of sadness to color our evening, and we will be hearing more about the Chieftains. Michael DeLalla may be in studio later this hour, and he actually had the opportunity to play with Paddy Maloney and may have recollections to share with us as well. That is the kind of radio experience that you very rarely get across the radio dial, and certainly not talking in the same week about a figure as towering as Paddy Maloney in Celtic music. So that is another reason for you to act now. Act right now. I'll bet your phone is within 6 feet of you. It's more likely to be within 3 feet of you. You can pick it up, hit your web browser, KGNU, that's only 4 letters, dot, one character, O-R-G, 3 more letters, and you go right to the KGNU homepage where you can become or renew your membership with this wonderful station. So please do take that action. Make a contribution. Make it from your heart, whatever the amount is that you feel is right. If $5 is the right amount, great. If $88.5 is the right amount, that's great too. And we're very much looking forward to having the opportunity to receive your contribution, to acknowledge it on the air. Robert in Boulder called in during or went online during alternative radio, and he said he's big on AR and big on Amy Goodman. April in Conifer increased her monthly solar membership. Thank you, April. And Thomas in Netherland entered a solar membership in support of AR. And he says, thanks, Dave Barsamian from CHIP, who you might remember from the Z Media Institute back in the day. That is just a sampling of the community that is KGNU. And that's why we ask you to become and be a member of this station. KGNU.org. It's as easy as you can possibly imagine. Natalie.
Yeah, you know, there are other reasons, especially for Schultegel listeners, have the opportunity to be on a weekly journey to the Celtic regions of the world and all kind of diverse culture all from the comfort of your homes. Kind of like being an armchair traveler, and you get to do that. Also, consider that the hosts and DJs get develop their own playlists and their music. It's all handpicked. And you can go to the archives 24 hours a day. And if you feel like looking up Sholte Gale at 3 in the morning, well, you get a chance to visit listen to Sholte Gale whenever you want. I think that's really different than other news stations and or radio stations. And so this is certainly some reasons why to go to the website kgnu.org and put in your donation now.
Thank you very much. Just a quick overview of what you get with your membership for KGNU. You get a number of thank you gifts that you can access: KGNU water bottles or T-shirts, coffee mugs, things like that as thank you gifts. But also, KGNU is your trusted news source. This is where you hear diverse voices and perspectives. And for music, a wide variety of music: Highway 322, Reggae Bloodlines, Corriente, Sholte Gale. So just a wide, wide opportunity to experience music, broaden your intellectual and musical horizons. That's what a KGNU membership is all about. That's what we're asking you to support. We have $300 yet to raise by the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Please don't wait until the last minute. Don't put us through that heart-wrenching. And let us play more music by helping us and support this show and this station right now. KGNU.org. And Natalie, do we have some more music for everyone?
I think that the next one up, and we'll take a look, is going to be Beth Gadbaugh, something about the night wind, which seemed really appropriate given the day and the nights of wind.
Beth Gadbaugh, of course, a wonderful songstress from here in Boulder County, a deep, deep scholar of Celtic music with a Fulbright scholarship to her name in traditional music, and a beautiful, beautiful voice. Beth Gadbaugh on KGNU.
Last night, being windy, I slept unsound. I dream my true love could not be found. I search the green fields and the mountains high for the lad that I love is a sailor boy. Johnny, Johnny, I love you well. I love you better than my lips can tell. I love you better than my parents too. I'd forsake them all and I'd go with you. And still she cries, I love him the best, and a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, bunny boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do? I wish in vain, I wish I were made again. But I know, that cannot be till apples grow on an orange tree. And still she cries, I love him the best, and a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, bunny boy. pray for the lad that I love is a sailor boy. And still she cries, I love him the best, and a troubled mind sure can know no rest. And still she cries, buddy boys are few, and if my love leaves me, what will I do?
Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
And before that, a little break was, again, that was Beth Gadbaugh. I think I wanted to let you know the album, The Green Fields and the Mountains High. And yeah, she is out of Lyons, Colorado. And it is Shelter Gale, and it is the Fund Drive. And we do have a goal. We'd like people to give us a call. Or actually, no, we don't call in the evenings. We do donate through our website, kgnu.org. And we have talked about some of the reasons for donating. One that, you know, hopefully you get a chance to listen every week. And another is that you have archives, 24/7 streaming. You can get into not just Shelter Gale, but all the music and news that you want here at KGNU. And the DJs, and you get experience a wide variety of music because the DJs have full creative control of their playlists always. And Carl, you want to add to that?
You know, I have been very blessed to have Donovan Maka as somebody that I listen to all the time on Reggae Bloodlines. And Donovan is one of my one of the people that I love to listen to because his awareness, his knowledge is so deep, and that's what you get. People like Fergus Stone, who has just a comprehensive knowledge of traditional American music and Celtic music as well. It really is just a delight to hear people like Natalie Shrewsbury, who bring their own perspective and their own life experience to Celtic music. So get out there, support Natalie, support Shelter Gale, and grab your phone, kgnu.org, and follow the prompts to make your contribution to this station. Make your donation and do it now. There is no better time. And we still need to get the last $300 to get us up to the top of the hour. And we need your support, not the person sitting next to you, not someone in the car nearby.
But we need your support to to make this happen. And we're looking forward to it. So go online and kgnu.org, support the trusted programming that you listen to and the in-depth coverage of complex issues, the deep dives with our experts on our talk shows, and the mind-bending diversity of music that you hear on this station. So looking forward to that. And Natalie, back to you.
Well, just to kind of go along with that, the depth of information, the depth of the hosts that are part of KGNU provide a wealth of information, a wealth of music, and with that, I am the next tune is from the group Kila. And I kind of like them because they play a lot of instrumentals. This one, this tune is Wandering Fish.
Mm-hmm. Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial access for both the home provider and the host. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
That was a surprise. Anyway, that's what Schultegale is all about. We're full of surprises. And here, Carl and I are here to not just invite you to provide a donation, but to if you like Schultegale, if you like listening to KGNU and the music, do call in. You know, that's a note to us that says, yes, you like the music. And do go to kgnu.org.
And just a note about what we're talking about here. KGNU is community radio. It serves the Boulder County area and beyond. It now has a worldwide reach, of course, because of streaming. But even in the very earliest days of streaming, KGNU had an international reach. We repeatedly got pledges from all over the world, from the Netherlands, from Sweden, from the east coast of the United States, where there's always seemingly a hunger for Celtic music. But we have an inspired community here in Boulder County. We have an inspiring radio station, and what we need you to do is to take inspired action. You listen, you stand with us, and you do that by contributing right now. Go online, kgnu.org, whatever amount seems appropriate for you. That's what we're asking you to pledge. But help us get to this final $300 up to the top of the hour, kgnu.org, and we're going to be back to music in merest moments.
Be the first one to get online and make your donation to reach that goal. In the meantime, do have some music from a group that you are probably know about, Coal Cannon. And I think it was their most recent album of 2017, Wild Orchid. And let's see, the name of the tune is Never Too Soon. Kind of like our pledge drive, Never Too Soon.
Exactly.
And the Blue Ducks. Thank you.
are so many reasons listeners turn to the music of KGNU. Different as listeners' reasons might be, they do share a common theme. Every reason for listening to KGNU is also a powerful reason to support KGNU today. It means that whatever your reasons are, your participation in today's fund drive is vitally important for the continued strength of KGNU and the presence of all this great music on the airwaves across the Colorado Front Range. What's your reason? Can KGNU count on your generous donation today? Stand with us. Contribute now. Go to kgnu.org and thank you.
All right, here we are back on the Schultegale Show, and it is the fun drive. And our kind of main mission, or not necessarily mission, but voice is inspired community and inspired action. So help KGNU continue to bring you music that inspires, heals, and energizes you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year. So support your community radio station by donating online at kgnu.org.
I'm going to go ahead and do the unthinkable. I'm going to ask our listeners to envision a Boulder County, a state of Colorado, and beyond with no KGNU, without the diversity of music, without the diversity of views, and then ask, if you think of that bleak radio landscape, you have a reason to grab your phone, go to your desktop, get out your laptop, hit your browser, kgnu.org. Just 8 simple keystrokes. Hit enter. That's a 9th keystroke. And up comes the KGNU website. There is a link right there for Pledge Now. And that's what we're asking you to do. We are asking you to keep KGNU the vibrant place that it is, because it is that. KGNU is a unique radio resource. In my lifetime, I've had the good fortune to work in radio in Washington and Oregon, as well as California and Colorado. And this station truly is a unique place. And you are a unique group of listeners that supports it year in and year out for 43 years now. That's a tremendous amount of time and a tremendous slice of American history. And you've been there. And that's what we're asking you to do again. Be there for the station, for the news programming, for the information that you get, for the local news, the great coverage when there are wildfires in our area. The coverage here is nonpareil. There is no other equivalent up and down the Front Range. And the fantastic range of music that we have here. And so we're asking you to support all of that by becoming or renewing as a listener member, kgnu.org, kgnu.org. One more time. KGNU, say it with me, .org. There we go.
KGNU.org.
And thanks so much. Without further ado, we're going to keep the music coming, but the music's going to start getting scarcer and scarcer if we don't have a little action on these pledges. So help us out. KGNU.org. Make your pledge and make it now.
So we do go into the music now with Cherish the Ladies, playing Rolling in the Barrel, The Pinch of Snuff, Vincent Campbell's, and The Galloping Hound, kind of all in one. So here we go from their album Threads of Time. Thank you.
Let's try that again. Music there from, who did we have?
Oh,
Natalie?
That was the Cherish the Ladies.
Oh, that was Cherish?
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much. Joni Madden and the crew, Aoife Clancy and others, Cherish the Ladies. And we've been talking about Celtic music. And when you talk about Celtic music, there are sort of three epochs that Celtic music has gone through in the last 60 or 70 years. There was a huge wave of folk songs that happened in the late 50s and early 60s, featuring people like the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. And then, of course, starting in the late 90s, we had Riverdance, which burst on the scene and blew out every preconception about Celtic music. But in between and throughout, from the 60s all the way through the second decade of the 21st century, we had the chieftains. They started off as part of the wonderful group of musicians that were put together by, and I'm totally spacing his name, a wonderful collection of musicians that evolved into the band that became the Chieftains, and several of them worked at the Dublin General Post Office before they decided that they didn't need to work anymore. Oh, and Natalie has just poked my arm and said, Carl, we've got thank yous. And yes, we do. Bonnie is a Solar member and a renewing Solar member. Bonnie, thank you so much. And our wonderful, kind, thoughtful friend, Elena, has pledged as well. And Michael ratted you out. Elena, we understand you've got a birthday coming up later this month. So thank you again very much. Part of the community that is KGNU Community Radio. But in talking about the Chieftains, you can't do that without talking about Paddy Maloney. And Michael, you had the good fortune to actually play music with them. Tell us about that.
It was probably the way a lot of music happened with Paddy and the Chieftains. It was a little bit by accident, but also by a grander design of just the love of music. And I had heard them at the Kennedy Center. I used to live in D.C. and in the Virginia suburbs of D.C. And the Chieftains would come through every year right around St. Paddy's Day and play at the Kennedy Center. And I went there with the fiddler from my group, the Unfortunate Rakes, another Celtic ensemble. And we had a blast. It was just a great show. Every time I ever saw them, they were just fantastic. But this occasion, we actually snuck backstage. You can really just walk backstage. Nobody stopped us. And we started chatting, and I don't know how it came up, but Patty said, "So, is there any good session going on in D.C.?" And I'm like, "Well, if you're around another day, Monday evenings at Franny O'Brien's, which is a pretty famous session, a Monday night session in D.C. And I figured no way was he coming. He came. He and a couple of the other Chieftains came along, and it was a lot of fun. So I will say I'm a session rat. I've played sessions all across the country. That might have been my most enjoyable session ever. I would say he raised the playing level of everybody there, and there's some pretty serious players there.
So did he just bring along a tin whistle, or did he bring pipes?
He brought his pipes.
He brought the pipes.
Yeah, he brought his pipes.
What a wonderful thing.
And Matt came along, and I'm trying to remember. I want to say there's a third member. But to me, the really, really beautiful part of that memory isn't just, oh, I got to sit in a session with a dozen or 20 other people with Paddy. It was that, you know, as a performing musician, I know you really do cherish your downtime. You cherish that space that you like to keep. No, he was just so, he was always willing to talk music and share music. And he had a wicked sense of humor.
Wicked is absolutely right.
I know you have some experience with him as well. And And it taught me a valuable lesson in my younger days that, you know, you really do have to remember you do it for the love of the music. And sometimes the love of the music goes after hours.
Yeah, absolutely. Patty Maloney was one of the most generous people backstage with his time that I have ever met.
Yeah.
A typical Chieftains concert, after the show was over, they would hang out on stage or near the stage. And when people came up to talk to them to ask for autographs, and I probably have half a dozen albums that have Chieftains scratch on it, Derek Bell making his harp for the D in Derek and all of that. And Patty was always in good humor, always, if you came backstage with him, he'd say, well, the Guinness is over there. There'd be a tub of beer and things like that. And he would just invite participation. And I think that was a hallmark of the band, because they were so well known. They played with everybody.
Yeah.
There used to be a standing joke that you could pluck an unknown musician out of the woodwork and say, you know, this guy has played with the Chieftains, and it was likely to be true anyhow.
And for me personally, that was a really valuable bit
of schooling.
That
was not a reference to you, Michael.
No. but the whole idea of, and I wrote about this morning in a blog, that it wasn't just that he kept the flame alive for Celtic music, for Irish music. The fact that he would find these incredible connections with other musicians from all kinds of traditions, everybody from the Rolling Stones to Carlos Nunez, you know, I mean, just literally across the globe, and find that common ground that musicians look for with each other. He was a real example, I would say, of finding that place where musicians meet that really transcend genre. Yeah.
When he'd come to Colorado, he would invite local step dancers to get up on stage. Oftentimes, you know, just asking for a group to come up, and I'm sure he prepped them ahead of time and said, well, we're going to play, you know, a short reel. It'll be about 2 minutes, and just come out and all do your thing. But he also, you know, had fabulous musicians from across the world play with him. The Rolling Stones recorded at least 2 numbers with the Chieftains. And the list goes on and on, all the way through country music, tremendous.
Old Plank Road.
Old Plank Road.
Yeah.
And further down the Old Plank Road, the second volume of it as right. well. How wonderful to celebrate the man after his passing. He goes down in the really a pantheon like the Willie Clancy's of the world, whom everyone knows. And when you say Patty Maloney, that name will resonate for a century at least.
We were blessed to share this planet this time with him. I mean, he just spread a lot of music for us.
Yeah. And so thank you, Patty. Mila Gormagat, and thank you to our listeners. If you are still hanging out, I'm going to invite you one more time to do the thing that we're really here to accomplish this evening, and that is to ask you for your contribution to KGNU. Grab your phone, grab your laptop, go to your desktop, kgnu.org in your browser. You go right to a prompt that will let you contribute the amount that's right to you. The DJs don't see it. We have no idea what your contribution is. You do. And in the last analysis, a bookkeeper, one of the Gringotts bank gnomes from the Harry Potter books, some gnome will know, but you yourself will have the satisfaction of knowing that you supported this program, for which we're very grateful. Buichas. And we also ask and appreciate so much your support for this wonderful station, this KGNU, which is your community radio. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. So, Michael, you and EC are going to fly the Starship now?
Yes, we are. Musical Mundi starts in about 29 seconds, and we've got quite a mix of things to keep you going here. I'm going to slow down my speaking cadence as Elaine moves into position. But thank you, Carl. My gosh, it's great to have a little reminiscence.
It's fun. And I remember the first time I met Patty, he was sporting mutton chop sideburns that were down to the corners of his mouth. A haircut that was could only have been in vogue in the early 70s.
Yep.
But he became such a statesman of the music.
Yes,
and,
he did.
And so... so wonderful on every level. Thank you so much, Michael, for coming in. Michael DeLalla, and celebrating Patty with us.
Oh, likewise.
And thank you for...
Thanks for a great show.
Everything you and EC do. One more time, thank you so much, and thank you for everyone who contributes to KGNU. Good night. Ichama, Mila Gurmagat, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
And welcome. I guess I'm just segueing over to the microphone to say good evening, EC, here with you for tonight's Musica Mundi with my very special guest, Michael DeLalla. I think we should kick it off with some music and we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Amari si amari. La 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 la.